Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Egyptian star Mo Salah, the 2017 African Footballer of the Year, scored his sixth goal of the season for Liverpool over the weekend. Prince Nesta tells us more about Mighty Mo now in his look back at the weekend European club football action. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sunny, and welcome back. Liverpool extended their unbeaten run to a dozen games with a 2-0 victory over Fulham at Anfield. Goals in either half by Egyptian talisman Mo Salah and Jadon Shaqiri settled the contest. The victory consolidated the Reds' second position in the Premier League after 12 league outings, 8 points better off than at the same time last term, and well placed to challenge for the league title. Defending champions Manchester City took the derby's pulse with a 3-1 victory over rivals Manchester United, thanks to goals from David Silva, Sergio Aguero and Ilkay Gundogan, with Antoine Martial pulling one back for the visitors. The win ensured City moved back to 2 points clear at the top of the table, while United remain in eighth. Henrik Mkhitaryan struck late to rescue a 1-1 draw for Arsenal against Wolverhampton Wanderers at the Emirates Stadium, while Chelsea paid the price for a sluggish start and a lack of killer instinct, as Jordan Pickford's heroics and Everton a 0-0 draw at Stamford Bridge, temporarily stalling the Blues' title challenge. And to some heartwarming news, Leicester City players and fans paid an emotional tribute to the club's late owner Vijay Srivanaprabha at the King Power Stadium prior to the match against Burnley, which later ended in a 0-0 draw. He is one of the Leicester City fans paying tribute to Srivanaprabha, who was killed in a helicopter crash along with 4 others 2 weeks ago.
We came here today really because Vijay, well, he's our saviour, really. He came when the club was at its lowest point, and then he came, got us out of all the debt that we was in. He just kept giving and giving and giving and didn't expect anything in exchange. And you just can't believe what's happened because, I mean, it just takes you days to... I've not even really come round to the fact that he's gone. I mean, I didn't know him personally, but he's just... Well, exactly what these are saying here. It just gives me goosebumps every time. And we just... got to stick together now as a family and just try and live on his legacy and do what he thought we could do, and we can do it, so we just got to do it.
That's a Leicester City fan paying tribute to the club's late owner. Prince, let's move over to France. It seems like everything is going so badly wrong for Thierry Henry at Monaco right now.
Right on point, Sonny. His woes continued as Monaco manager, as an Edinson Cavani hat-trick led PSG to a 4-0 win at the Louis Stadium. The crushing win, which also featured a goal from Neymar, gives the champions a maximum 39-point haul, but leaves Thierry Henry still searching for his first win as coach of Monaco, who are second from bottom on 7 points. Lille moved to second place in the French league despite being held to a 0-0 draw at home against Strasbourg. Dutch footballer of Ghanaian descent Memphis Depay inspired Lyon to a 4-2 road victory over bottom side Guingamp with 2 goals and 2 assists. Highly rated French midfielder Oussame, who's of Algerian descent, and forward Maxwell Cornet were also on target for Lyon, while forward Marcus Thuram, who's also son of famed French defender Lilian Thuram, netted both consolation goals for Guingamp. Montpellier also ended the...
Prince! Let's go to Spain now. The new manager of Real Madrid, Santiago Solari, is off to a good start with the 13-time European champions. Would you say he's the right man for the job?
For sure, Sonny. I mean, it's incredible what the 42-year-old Argentine has done for the Los Blancos team, bringing them back on track, winning all 4 games under his stewardship, and in the process scoring 15 goals and conceding just 3 times. I would definitely hire him if I was the one calling the shots at Real Madrid, especially after he helped them win 4-2 at Celta Vigo over the weekend to move to within 4 points of La Liga leaders Barcelona. Sonny, I thought our listeners should also know that Madrid must give Solari a full-time contract or appoint a different coach before the end of day today, because of the La Liga rules preventing anyone from holding an interim position for longer than 15 days. Madrid are currently 6th in the table, 3 points off the top four, while Celta are now 14th, 4 points above the relegation zone. Lionel Messi also returned from injury to score twice for Barcelona, although the La Liga leaders were still left shell-shocked by a scintillating Real Betis side, who beat them at their own game of possession football to win 4-3 at Camp Nou. And in Germany, defending champions Bayern Munich dropped down to 4th in the Bundesliga after Borussia Dortmund completed a stunning comeback against them to win 3-2 at the Signal Iduna Park in Dortmund. I'm Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African club football, Esperance of Tunisia lifted its third CAF Champions League trophy over the weekend. Reporter Samson Omale has that story, as well as more sports news. Good evening, Samson.
Good evening to you, Sonny. Saad Begur was the unlikely two-goal star as Esperance of Tunisia defeated Al Ahly of Egypt 3-0 at the weekend in raids to win a third CAF Champions League title. The impressive comeback to overturn a 3-1 first-leg deficit also helped Esperance book their place at the FIFA Club World Cup in the United Arab Emirates. Their prize is a place in the quarterfinals of the FIFA Club World Cup at Hazza Ben Zayed Stadium in Al Ain on December 15th, where they will face the winners of the tournament's opening game between Al Ain versus Team Wellington. Uganda Cranes head coach Sebastian Desabre has named his 25-man final squad to enter residential camp at the Kibera Country Club in Bokuto ahead of their Total AFCON qualifier with Cape Verde due on Saturday the 17th of November 2018. Ahead of that all-important encounter with Cape Verde, coach Desabre say it's a match they don't intend to lose.
We want to finish the target this month. But the game, this game is important for win at home. We keep on the two successes against Lesotho, but Capo Verde is another challenge. It's a good team with all player in Europe and in the big club. It's very good team, and we work with humility. But we need to win at home in Nambole Stadium. In front of the fan.
Staying with football news, Egypt's friendly game against the United Arab Emirates, scheduled for the 20th of November, has been called off, the team director said on Sunday, without providing reasons for the abrupt decision. The Pharaohs would only play against Tunisia in Friday's African Nations Cup qualifier. Tunisia are on top of the group with 12 points, 3 ahead of Egypt, who face Niger in their final qualifier in March 2019. And to East Africa, where Kenya's 2019 African Cup of Nations qualifier against Sierra Leone has been called off. The match was supposed to be played in Nairobi on November the 18th. However, Football Kenya Federation on Sunday received a communication from the Confederation of African Football calling off the game. Sierra Leone are currently serving an indefinite suspension from all football activities imposed on them by FIFA. In athletics news, Kenya's Bremen Misoi and Shelmith Miruki won the 36th edition of the Athens Marathon in testing conditions. The 29-year-old Bremen Misoi clocked a strong 2 hours, 10 minutes, 56 seconds, the third fastest time ever on the turf original marathon course from the town of Marathon to Athens. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The University of Port Harcourt in Nigeria dominated the medals table at the 14th edition of the West African University Games. The host university won 75 gold, 36 silver, and 24 bronze medals. The University of Lagos placed second overall with 16 gold, 24 silver, and 16 bronze medals. And the University of Cape Coast, Ghana, was third on the medals table with 9 gold, 3 silver, and 4 bronze medals. Professor Kingsley Ekpabio is the president of the West African University Games. Reporter Iron Mike Mbonye asked him to grade the games.
The games, I would say, is very, very successful because the number of universities that have turned up to participate has been quite impressive, and the competition has been keen. The athletes have put in their best. The officiating has been marvelous, very standard. And so we are happy that they have not created any panic or any situation that will bring complaints. So on that note, I say that the games have been very, very successful.
Some events were competed for: athletics, swimming, football. What's your impression about the athletes you've seen competing in these events? Do they have potentials to represent their various countries in major and in national and international tournaments like the All African Games and Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games?
Yes, their finishing time is what is important. Their points in the combat sport is also important. And when we look at all those performances, based on the level of the officiating, we know that if they go out to represent their countries, they'll also be competing very highly. So those are the two things that you use normally to assess the performance of an athlete. For instance, if somebody is doing 100 meters and does it in 9.1, and the international standard is 9.2 or 9.3, it means that fellow can compete and win medal at that level. You understand? The only thing we need to do for them will be to put in a little training for them to be able to cope with the standard that we experience outside, facilities that we experience outside. For instance, tartan tracks, you have selected places where you have tartan tracks in this part of the world. But you go to Europe, almost every stadium has a tartan track.
So you, were there outstanding athletes that you saw during these games?
Yes. I think the lady that won the gold in the 100 meters for females made a 10.1, which is quite good for females, you know. And that's almost like something that is going up to the international standard. So a little training for her will make her excel outside the country. They were outstanding people. In the football event, those ones who have actually been given high performance award, trophies and so on, are actually high performance. The skill they displayed, just a little grooming, they will be playing international football. So I'm sure that they can do us proud if they are, and they can do their countries proud when they go out.
That's Professor Kingsley Ekpabio, the president of the West African University Games. Professor Ekpabio spoke with reporter Iron Mike Mbonye in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Godwin Agogo was also in Port Harcourt for the West African University Games. Godwin is the president of the Track and Field Coaches Association of Nigeria. And Godwin is also one of the top Nigerian officials charged with selecting athletes to be groomed for the 2019 All-Africa Games in Morocco and the 2020 Olympics in Japan. Iron Mike Mbonye asked Godwin Agogo for his impressions of the athletes at the West African University Games.
The athletes are doing fine, and I know that they're going to do better if encouraged.
Talking about the athletes you've seen, if you're given the opportunity, how many will you pick and invite to camp to prepare for a very big event like the Commonwealth Games or the Olympic Games?
I will first tell you the problems that Nigerian athletes are facing before I can tell you if they can be invited to camp. The problem of Nigerian athletes is this: we lack sponsorship. Without money, you cannot perform. And athletes need competitions. They need money to take care of themselves. Transportation and all other things. That's why you see that most of the time when our athletes are called to camp, they do well when they're in the camp, when you bring them together. These athletes, they are good enough to be in the camp. But the thing is this, if we can bring them to camp on time, give them a kind of long camping, they will be able to perform, not just even perform and win good medals in not only the Olympics, the African Games. The African Games is coming up next year. The Olympics is coming up after next year. That is 2020. If this athletes are camp for one good year, I'm telling you, Nigeria will bounce back, winning good medals in the Olympic Games.
What do you think the Athletics Federation of Nigeria and other corporate bodies should do to harness the potentials you've seen here for major national and international championships?
That's what I told you at the beginning. We need sponsors. The corporate companies, we need them to come and help us organize competition, sponsor this coach, these athletes and their coaches, give them training ground if they can't go to camp at this time, expose them. We can have meet outside Nigeria. Because if they don't have this meet, they cannot run with their equals outside there. To going outside to compete with other people can also help them to perform better. We need exposure.
Like, how many athletes can you pick or select from here to go to camp from the events you've seen so far?
If you look at the 400 meters, you have a lot of them there. 400 meters men, 400 meters women. You just watch the 400 meters semifinals, 400 meters semifinals women also. Look at the 100 meters. You see, look at the whole of them that came first four are Nigerian. That shows that given the opportunity and being camp, they can do better than this.
That's Godwin Agogo, the president of the Track and Field Coaches Association of Nigeria. And Godwin spoke with reporter Iron Mike Mbonye in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. As Samson Omale reported earlier, Kenyan athletes Brameen Misoi and Shelmith Muriuki won the men's and women's titles Sunday at the Athens Classic Marathon in Greece. Ahead of the race, Kenya had more to celebrate in the Greek capital. Eliud Kipchoge, the reigning Olympic champion, and Gladys Chirono won the Ames Best Marathon Runner Awards in Athens. The prizes are given annually by Ames, the Association of International Marathons and Distance Races. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with women's winner Gladys Chirono. Here's Andy.
Gladys Chirono of Kenya has been elected the best marathon runner of the year for 2018, the best woman marathon runner of the past 12 months. Of course, she won Berlin 2:18.11. That's the fastest time in the world this year in September. But I'd like to look back, Gladys, and can you remember the time, the moment, when you first realised, you may have been a young girl, that you had special ability for running?
Okay, when I was still young, I was in primary school, I was just running. You know, as we live in the village, we used to go to school barefooted, running, going in the morning and coming back in the evening. So that's where I realized that I'm capable of running. And also, we used to participate in some events in school. So I was just running every now and then.
And how old would you be then?
Well, I realized when I was in primary school, when I was 10 years, yes, but I was not interested because I was just running. You know, I never knew that I would become one day a best runner or something like that.
I presume you were active, but you weren't being forced to train. It was just part of your daily life.
No, I was not being forced by anybody because the thing that was coming from my heart. I like running very much because I saw many people running, so I say I must be like them.
As you moved on and you got older, got into your teens, was there anybody in your family or close to you who was a runner and gave you advice?
No, because in our village we never. I was just my father was a runner and also my mother was a runner, but they never went far because you know that's the lifestyle of the village.
They weren't international runners or anything. I presume they just ran a little bit.
No, they didn't even went up to national. They were just going up to at that time we call a province. Yeah. So level, so they didn't went up to national levels or where, but they were good runners, by the way.
Once you became an international, of course, you had success. You've won a medal on the track at the World Championships and 10,000 metres. So when did you feel or believe that you could be a really top-class marathon runner? When did that come?
You know, when I started running, when I finished high school, I saw that I was just talented, and I was having that talent. So when I ran road races, I started running road races, not the track. So I ran road races, and one day I say I must try my best to run in the track, so that I see, because I saw myself I was capable of running, because I was faster in running road races. So I try my best running 10,000 in the track, and I run my best, and I go to World Championship, and that's where I saw myself that I'll be among the top runners.
You've got the fastest time in the marathon by a woman this year, 2 hours 18 minutes 11 seconds. That was your third win in Berlin. How much faster do you think you can run at the marathon? Because that's now your specialist distance.
Yes, when I ran last time in Berlin and I improved my personal best, I saw that I'm capable of improving again that time, next time. Yes.
Well, Gladys, fascinating to hear your backstory, how you came up through the ranks of runners. Congratulations on the Ames Best Marathon Runner of the Year 2018. Gladys Chirono, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, energetic Andy Edwards, for that interview with Kenyan athlete Gladys Chirono. Andy and Gladys were talking in Athens, Greece. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Reports from Addis Ababa say Haile Gebrselassie has resigned as president of the Ethiopian Athletics Federation. Haile served as president for the past 2 years. He's regarded as one of the greatest distance runners in history. Among his many athletic achievements, 2 Olympic gold medals at 10,000 meters and 4 world titles at that distance. During his career, Haile Gebrselassie set 27 world records. I encourage our Voice of America listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Finally, let me give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Dan Friedel, who kept the big chair warm for 7 shows in my absence, 5 last week, and 2 before that. Thanks also to Douglas Mpuga, who hosted the Sunny Side of Sports show on October 31st, the day my mother died at age 89. I'll miss you, Mom, and you're always, always going to get the biggest Sunny Side of Sports salute of anyone, anyone. We'll miss you, Mom. And that wraps up the November 12th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. We'll be right back.
get it.
Hello, friends. This is Sunday Shomari, host of Let's Talk. Join me Monday for another exciting edition of your show. Our topic will be flying. This will be Monday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
Is there a leadership deficit in Africa? Does the continent lack leaders who are compassionate about their citizens and believe in strong institutions? Host Shaka Sali returns to lead a discussion on the importance of strong leaders and strong institutions on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA. Or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on the Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
The U.S. Geological Survey says 71% of the Earth's surface is covered with water. A couple of recent studies have also suggested that there are oceans of water deep inside our planet's mantle. Scientists suggest after its formation about 4.53 billion years ago, Earth was a dry, hot, and molten planet. A heavy bombardment of water and ice-bearing asteroids and comets several million to a billion years later provided the supply of H2O we rely on today. Now, research by a team of geoscientists from Arizona State University proposes another source of Earth's water they say has been overlooked. The sun and planets were formed from a large cloud of gas and dust containing an abundant supply of hydrogen. The study suggests a combination of all that hydrogen, along with Earth's rocky materials, could be the origin of most of our planet's water. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts, covering Africa and the world news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.